Morning, church.
Now, we're going to start a series called Made Whole, a series on mental health. Today, I want to do a bit of introduction, not so direct to Made Whole, but probably help us to understand a bit more. And then it's a four-part series that help us to look at what mental health also. So it's a four-part series, okay, that talk about four parts, all right, wholeness in God, path to wholeness, wholeness by grace, and bridge to wholeness. So some of our leaders will help me to preach as well, all right? Okay, now, in that, today I want to talk about the story of the 10 lepers. Now, how many of you know this story? Right? Now, it's a beautiful story. Sometimes when you look at story, what does that speak to each and every one of us? Now, I know in life, all of us face different kind of struggles. It can be mentally, it can be physically, it can be spiritually, all kinds, all right? And then how we respond to that. I find this story of the 10 lepers help us to process a bit, and also times like when you are in those moments, this story, okay, probably can help us, okay, maneuver towards that, all right? Now, Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19 says, in verse 11, on the way, okay, to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. And he lifted up their voices and saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Verse 15, then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Verse 17, then Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Let us pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, in time like this, even as we look at the passage, let your word speak, okay, itself to each and every one of us. Holy Spirit, come teach us, guide us. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. You know, we just had our Easter season. We had Good Friday. And then we have Resurrection. We talk about this two-part series called The Day Death Died. And we did a funeral service for Sister Irene Sham, and we talk about death, we talk about resurrection. I don't know how many of us we face a deadly end, or illness, accident, the passing of my sister. Not only that, some people may face bankruptcy, face all kinds of situation in life. True, all right. And these are real. Okay, all these issues are real. We are human, okay? We are not perfect. We have many angles that, you know, sometimes trouble us and all those. But then when we see someone is always look good on the outside, but a lot of things going through on the inside that nobody knows, right? So with that, there are a lot of people who suffer on the inside. And sometimes of this mental torture that nobody seems to understand. You know, I have a friend that I believe you have also, people who suffer from backache, spinal cord and all those, looks good, but the pain is pinching all the time. And then I have my mother-in-law, she's suffering from late numbness, all right? And it looks good, okay? You won't feel it, all right? Sometimes you have numbness, you tell your friend, don't touch me, because like electrical thing moving in your leg, don't touch. And then you just have to wait for a while until the feeling goes off. But what if that numbness continue for days and for weeks and there's no medicine for it? All right? So sometimes we can look good from the outside, but we actually suffer inside. And here what Jesus said, were not 10 cleansed and where are the 9? So hopefully this message of healing that we also tap, that we ask God, okay, for healing. All right? Now, we thank God for modern medicine. And it's important, all right? And we talk about these 10 leprosy. Today, we don't hear much, okay, about leprosy. You have friends with leprosy? We won't want to go near, okay? We won't want to touch, okay, this person, okay, at all. Now, But if you were to find out, I actually want to show some photos of leprosy, but it's too gory, okay, to show. Sickness like that, you probably can lift up the finger, all right? The skin can just peel off. And the sad thing is you don't feel pain at all. Well, you walk, the finger drop. Or you walk, the fingernails drop. Or the ear drop. Eyes drop. It's just like zombie movies. Yeah, it's scary, all right? And then when you think about all these diseases in the Old Testament, there are also a lot of examples. And it also seems like a judgment, okay, given. And in the ancient time, leprosy is the most feared, okay, disease, okay, in the world because it was deadly, incurable, and hopeless. Today, I believe there is a cure, okay, for leprosy. And when that happened, anyone with this disease will be banished, okay, from society. All right? And you read a lot of that in Leviticus 13 and 14. Full chapter, you can read. It's like you are studying a medical chapter or subject, okay, just on leprosy, how to handle leprosy. And this is written, okay, in ancient days. So, and with that, you will in that scripture, you also show you what sign you can look for when a person with leprosy and so on, all right? And it's just crazy. It's just read, okay, over there, okay, in Leviticus. So just one, two scripture, 45, 46 says, the leprous person who has the disease shall wear torn clothes. Some of you like to wear torn jeans. Where they get the fashion from? So you can wear so happy, right? Ancient days, they wear torn clothes. So now you wear torn jeans and all those. Where it come from? People like to have hair on his head, hang loose. Wow, happy. The sign of lepers. And he shall hang his... He shall cover his upper lip and cry out, unclean, unclean. So wherever they go, they have to make announcement. As they walk, unclean, unclean, people will make way for them to pass through. He shall remain unclean as long as he has disease. That means quarantine. He is unclean, he shall live alone, his dwelling shall be outside the camp. So in other words, in that camp, everybody here, but they have to live outside because they are outcasts. They're not supposed to come in. All right? So the last 2-3 years of COVID, okay, we all died. So we have COVID. That means you have to be quarantined. Okay, this is crazy. I've done my 2 weeks quarantine, came back from Dubai. You see nobody. You see no talk, nobody. When they deliver the food to the hotel, every door has a chair. And then they will place the food, okay, in front. Then they ring the bell, ding dong. So after a few days, right, you want to see human. They went ding dong, you quickly rush out, open the door. The person has disappeared. I think this person must have placed all the food already. Then he will ring the bell. As he ring the bell, he run off. Okay. Okay, it's just crazy. I think I don't know whether I mentioned this when I arrived in KLIA after go through all the process. Okay, so exit the building, you have been ushered. Okay, you've been ushered. And then you have to stand at the roadside, you know, the taxi station, all right? So where you wait for taxis, but there are spots already ready with a box, okay, drawn. You have to stand, put all your luggages. So a few of us will stand in a row. And then the man with the tank, you know, like those, what do you call that? What do you call that? The one that spray for killing the weeds. They have this tank, okay, with the spray, then they will come. It's like you, it's at the end of the world, right? Okay, so then after that, they will take you, okay, to the hotel that you have booked for your quarantine. It's just crazy, all right? Now, so giving you that this scenario, that was the kind of disease, the kind of, if you are contacted with leprosy, it's of that kind, all right? Now, so going back to this passage, I want to walk through with you this story, and then we look at a few words that help us to see how God healed us. All right, and then how should our response be? Okay, so here's the story in verse 11. Jesus is passing by.
On the way to Jerusalem, he was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. So when we read the scripture, you can discover a lot of things, all right? And here is talking about Jesus walking to Jerusalem. He knows where he's going. He's going to Jerusalem, and he's passing along between Samaria and Galilee. So which means he's moving from Galilee, and then he goes to Samaria and goes towards, okay, Jerusalem. What does that mean, okay, to us? So Jesus is moving from north to the south, all right? When we say going to Jerusalem, there are a number of trips. And one of the trips is the last trip to Jerusalem, that is where he would be hanging, okay, hanging on the cross and to be nailed, okay, there. And when each time when the Bible talks about Samaria, it's a place that none of the Jews want to go, all right? So if I were to show you a map, okay, that says when he was moving, okay, this is Sea of Galilee, all right? Sea of Galilee. Then he's moving down. Okay, moving down to... this shouldn't be the map. Okay, never mind. All right, now. Sea of Galilee. All right, so it's moving down. I want to show you where is it now. Okay, Sea of Galilee. So this is all the happening. Okay, this Jesus' time is a lot happening in Sea of Galilee. You hear me say before, Jesus was born in a town called Bethlehem. And he grew up in the town called Nazareth. That's where Jesus is known as Jesus of Nazareth. All these are prophecy. And then all his ministry, majority of ministry, all happened in the Sea of Galilee. That's where Capernaum become the town called the town, okay, of Jesus. All right, so they're moving down and they're going to pass through Samaria. Now, most of the time when Jews travel, they wouldn't want to go through Samaria. They will take a longer route, okay, to pass, so that they won't pass through Samaria. So in other words, Jesus now is passing by, all right? Now, I do not know about you. If you know Jesus is coming by, what will you do? Will you run to Jesus? Or you escape? Or you hide? So each time when you know that Jesus is coming by, all right, what will be, okay, your response? All right, now, here was Jesus' disciples coming by and going through, and here you have what we call, okay, the 10 lepers, all right? You meet the 10 lepers. So when you think 10 lepers, what would be your response? Now, as he entered a village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. I was trying to find the name of this village, and it was none. There's no name, all right? Because nobody bothered about this group of people, okay, that lives there, all right? Now, and it becomes so insignificant. But here he was, and he met the 10 lepers. What do they do? The 10 lepers stood at a distance. So in other words, each time when we meet Jesus, do we stay a distance? Or we come close to Jesus? Okay, when you come to a meeting like this, do you choose to be far away? Or you draw, or wherever position that you are sitting, you are there and you draw, okay, the presence of God. Or you choose to stood, okay, afar. All right. Here we know in that story of Jews and Samaritan, the Jews will never want to have anything to do with Samaritan. Okay, so Samaritan has a mixed, okay, marriage. Okay, that they consider them, okay, outcasts. They never want to deal, okay, with them at all. All right, so that's a scenario. No Jews will even walk, okay, or enter any of the Samaritan region. Needless to say, okay, to enter their house, and neither, okay, each party. All right, now, so here they were there, stood a distance. So what else that they could do? All right, now, but when they stood a distance, I don't know. As they go about, when they hear Jesus coming, okay, they go back. Jesus is coming. They were hoping that probably Jesus could heal them. So they go as close as possible, but they stood a distance. But this is what they say in verse. Okay, so when talking about leprosy, they are in the Old Testament, they are considered defiled. No way they can come near. Today, someone's COVID, even COVID right now is normal, common. Many of us are still freaked out when you have someone who has COVID. True or not? You stay a distance, they are considered doomed. That means there's hopeless, there's no future for them. All right, now. So here they stood a distance, verse 13. They lifted up their voice and say, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." which also means they recognize Jesus as a master. They also recognize that Jesus is a Lord. And they will have this little hope that they will call upon Jesus, have mercy upon us. Now, the word grace and mercy is really interesting. I do not know you look at it as same. It's the same, grace and mercy. And here they are calling out for God's mercy. Now, often when people ask me about grace and mercy, there is this grace. All of us are saved by grace through faith. Yes? Grace is, the simple way to say, is receiving what we do not deserve. Grace. Do we deserve Jesus? No. But God, we receive. All right? Do we deserve His love? There are many times in life we live a life that people owe us. You know, many people living like that. But let me tell you that God gave us what we don't deserve. We receive what we don't deserve. Mercy is such that what happened to these lepers? They are defiled, considered unclean. Okay, they are hopeless. They are doomed. All right, and in this case, it's the end. Okay, whatever dream they have, okay, it's the end. All right, now, so they cry out for Jesus for mercy. That was the right word, because mercy means not receiving what they deserve. They're all supposed to die. Their way is, there's no hope for them, all right? So they're crying out to God. So each time when we come to a place that we know that we need to cry out, okay, from grace and mercy. So grace and mercy is always the twin brother sisters, all right? Now, so that is the mercy that they are crying to God. Now, story continue in verse 14. When he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourself, okay, to, okay, the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Now, when I look at it, They were crying to Jesus. Jesus, have mercy on us. I don't know, what's the next thing would you do? Go, lay hands, pray, fast, whatever, all right? But next thing that Jesus did was to speak. And he said to them, go, show yourself to the priest. Now, in Jesus' time, they were still living in the Old Testament. All right? Now, if you were to read Leviticus 13, 14, they are supposed to go quarantine for 7 days. Okay, for 7 days, they come up, show, are they good, no good, okay, no good, still go back for another 7 days, and then the priest will check again, all right? So if they are clear to go. Otherwise, they are pronounced as lepers, and they will be cast out, okay, from the camp. So here, in order to know that they are free of leprosy, they had to go and show themselves to the priest. Now, here it gets interesting, all right? So when Jesus said that, every one of them knew you only go to see the priest when you are healed. If you are not healed, there's no point for you to go and see. All right? So you only go and to be rejected and sent off again, all right? Now, so when Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest, what kind of level of faith will you have? Will you obey? Will you go? Or you say, Jesus, what are you talking about? Here we're asking you for healing and you ask us to go and show yourself. Leprosy is still upon them. All right? Now, so it takes great faith, okay, if they should respond to what Jesus said and to go and show themselves. All right? Now, what gets interesting is, did they go? We have read just now. So they went. So this is an interesting part. As they went, they were cleansed, right? When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourself to the priest. They did obey. How many of them? 10. As they went, they were cleansed. So for them, it's like, what hope do I have? So they called to Jesus, Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us. Jesus said, go, show yourself to the priest. So what did they do? They turn and they go. So as they went, now this is very powerful statement of as they went, because they are not healed. Are they healed? Nothing. So they turn as they go. Can they see? They see you still, your ear is still missing. All right. So they're all lepers. All right. So as they go, they probably grew up not knowing each other, but because the longest time they are together, they have become brothers. All right. So as they go, and they're supposed to go and see the priest, and they are still lepers. All right, now, Now you do imagine, now as they go, first step as they go, are they still lepers? Second, still got leper. Are they going to continue? Is Jesus talking right? Is he saying right to us that as we go? Third step, fourth step. Are they thinking like, you sure, bro? What Jesus said, sure, bro? Are we going to see the priest? Sometimes we have been prayed, and then we're thinking that, sure or not, God answered our prayer. You know, sometimes we come service, we pray, worship is there, sing, drum, bass, boom, boom, boom. Then all those, wow, your faith go up so high. But when you reach home, you get to a car park, you reach home, and you start to doubt whether God is real or not. And here they are taking the first step, second step. I believe Christians will come through their mind that whether what Jesus say is true or not. Okay, so for Hokkien, Penang, you say, Unyabo. What Jesus telling you, Unyabo, you true or not? Okay, that's what I mean, true or not? So imagine as they go and they are thinking and all this conversation they are going, I don't know, probably at the seventh step, they see themselves healed. Can you imagine that? As they went. Because we are human, is we want pray, answer now, right away. Jesus gave me 100 ringgit, right away, 100 ringgit. People think like that. So, cheer say was as they went. Now, there are also stories of General Naaman in the Bible. General Naaman, the young girl who heard about his boss, a servant to General Naaman, he said, why not tell our master? We heard of Elijah, that he is the man of God, prophet. You may go and see him. So cut the story short, the instruction given to General Naaman is, go and dip in the Jordan River, how many times? Seven times. So it's the same story that if General Naaman, with the high position that he has to go into the river, means he has to remove. He has to come to himself. And now he has to dip into the Jordan River. Everybody is looking. One time, nothing happened. Two time, nothing happened. Will you ever think that what goes through the mind of General Naaman, what the prophet say is true or not? Unyabo, okay, go on to it. Fourth. What happened if he stopped at the sixth time? Six and a half time. The seventh time, he was healed like a baby skin that he has. So as they went, they were cleansed. I think what Jesus doing was that, you see whether we have the act of faith, whether we follow through or not. Okay, the act of going is the act of faith. It doesn't matter how you feel. Okay, the going, okay, in spite, you have all kinds of doubt in our hearts. And you still choose, okay, to obey. Alright? So it's trusting, okay, the Lord. Just like Noah as well. Noah was given the instruction, the commandment to build the ark. How many years? 100 years. First year, ding, 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 ding. Second year, ding, ding, ding. Third year, ding, 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 ding. 3 years, ding, ding. Days passed, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. What kind of depression you will go through when you are given a commandment, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, you see nothing and you're still building. Imagine, I'm just saying, imagine all your friends. You are Mr. Noah. All your friends. You crazy, Mr. Noah. Whole neighbor know, okay, that this man is crazy. Building an ark in the middle of nowhere and saying that the rain will come. Flood will come. Because at the time of Noah, there's no rain. Water comes spring from the ground. There's no rain. They never know what it means, flood. Who will ever believe? Because seeing is believing. Let's say he give up in year 99. Okay, so just talking about Mr. Noah. About you as Mrs. Noah. Sometimes you think Noah, right? Oh, well, Mrs. Noah. Because the Bible tells us so clear about how many people enter, okay, the Noah's Ark. You are Mrs. Noah. You go to market. The husband, siawan. And you have to face, even you are not Noah, you are Mrs. Noah, you have to face all, okay, words that were spoken over you. Can you imagine that? Mrs. How to go to market every day? When people will be have all kind of eye look words said towards you. Okay. What about if you are the sons of Noah? Ham, Shepherd, Japhet. Ham, Shem, and Japhet. You go to school. Everybody is ridiculing you. Then your father. And they will tease them. And all of them suffered through 100 years. And the corruption and the sin, okay, the Bible says in such a way, in Genesis says, God was something like words like, God regret, okay, of creating them because of the sin, okay, that has come upon them, all right? So here, we're saying that, we choose to trust God, okay, when Jesus said, as they went. So trusting God doesn't mean doing nothing, which means that Noah act upon it 100 years. General Naaman did, he followed, he did 7 times. Here was the 10 lepers as they went. They did something, there's some kind of action. Although they see nothing, but as they went, they were cleansed. A good amen? All right, now next. So what happened? Verse 15, 16. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face, okay, at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan, praising God with a loud voice. I don't know what you do when you see healing, what you do without you see healing, but he turned back. So everybody is going, but this person seeing this, where is he supposed to go? To meet a priest. But now he, when he see this, he realized the real priest is Jesus. He turned back and here was with a loud voice praising Jesus. And he was fell on his face, means he's on his knee, okay, worshipping Jesus. What do we do, okay, when God healed us? What will we do, okay, when we are separated, we are forgotten, and here was Jesus, okay, come into your life? So while he was doing that, the seventh part was in 17, verse 17, 18, Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Sometimes I think about Jesus. Jesus is a mathematician. If you can count 1 to 10, praise God. Say, well, where are the 10? Where are the 9? 10 cleansed? Yeah, but where are 9? Only 1 came back. And this is a foreigner! So Jesus also expecting, that means in that crowd of 10, they were Jews, they were also Samaritan. I think he was expecting the Jews will actually come back, but none of them came back. Okay, it was this foreigner, okay, who came back and praised God and thanked Jesus. Talking about thanking, thanksgiving, giving thanks has become lack, okay, in our society today. Do you hear much people say thank you now? When's the last time any one of us will say thank you to your mom, to your dad, thank you to your friends, thank you for anyone, all right? So even sometimes when the hawker center, okay, who you order food and you pay for it, right? You pay for it. You shouldn't be saying thank you, right? He should be saying thank you because you order food, okay, from this person. Will you be able to say, oh, thank you, this for me, right? So when I ever say that, they always pause like, oh, they don't know what to say, all right? Now, so thanking God or having a life of gratitude is very, okay, important, all right? Now, so all the ten had leprosy and all were outcasts of society, yes? All the 10 were determined to do something about it when they heard about Jesus coming, yes? Yes, huh? Okay. Did all of them appeal with oneness by saying, Jesus, have mercy upon me. Yes, all say that. True. That's why Jesus will say, were not 10 cleansed? Were all of them obey God, obey Jesus? Yes. All right. They all obey. They went. Okay. Were all the 10 cleansed? Yes. Were all the 10 healed? You know where I'm getting now. All right. They were all cleansed. Were they all healed? Yes, they were all healed. But the difference is here, when Jesus continued to say, verse 19, he said to him, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Okay, so what's this passage that I go through you, this narrative that we are reading? Huh? I want to show you something. So as with that, help us, all right? When we walk that journey of in difficult times, how can we make whole right now? So the word cleanse, heal, and make well. Now, there's a slight difference, okay, here, okay, when Jesus said that your faith has made you well. Only one return. Okay? Everybody go. You want to see the priest, but none of them came back except one. I don't know, no. So when you are healed for the first time in your life, probably they have been like that for years. What will be the first thing that you do? So you go to a priest, I'm healed, you're declared. Chop, give you a cert, you go, you are healed. What the first thing you do? Probably you're missing your mom for the longest time. You ran back and tell your mom, I'm healed. Probably you are looking for a job and never gotten a job. Now you're healed, went back and you got this job. I don't know, you're missing your family. Now you run back and meet your family. But this guy not even going to see the priest. He turned back and going to see Jesus and thank Jesus. Were the 10 cleansed? Yes. Were the 10 healed? Yes. Okay, but only one, okay, was grateful. The nine were not. One found, let me say, why make well? Because one found forgiveness on his way to Jesus. The 10 were cleansed, probably healed, but one was made well. All right, so I show you the scripture, huh? Now, in verse 14, you see this word, as they went, they were cleansed. A Greek word called katarizo, right? Cleanse. So this is verse 14b. I show you the sequence. Now this is 17, 18. Jesus said, were not 10 cleansed, right? So second time the word cleanse. So which means they are healed physically. So as they went, they see everything is clean. Cleanse. What is cleanse? Washing, all right? Washing, all right? Now, next, the word heal. The one of them, when he saw, he was healed. Can you see that? So all of them, they went, they were all cleansed. That's why they can go and see the priest. But one saw, hey, I'm healed. Not only cleansed, I'm healed. There's no longer any sign of leprosy. So he turned back. Okay, so that's second stage. So the Greek word is siomai. Without S, okay. Third one, that was the very word of Jesus. He said, where are the 10? Where are the 9? He said to this foreigner who is Samaritan, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. And it's the word called sozo. All right, say with me, sozo. It's not a Hokkien word, Cantonese word, sozo, not that one. Right, sozo. So what it means by made whole, which we're going to tap on the four parts, okay, our series. Think about, you can be made whole physically. Yes. Okay, some of us are ill and you have a physical challenge. You heal physically. Not only that, if it's just looking for physical healing, we still have what we call the mental healing. We still have all the trauma that we have, emotional trauma and spiritual. Today, people are going for treatment for trauma more than physical healing. Okay, trauma that they go through. Emotional, okay, trauma that they go through. So when Jesus said, you are made well, which means not only that he is physically healed, mentally, remember I was saying all the torture, all the words that I was saying, then when they go back, they were outcasts and all those, how emotionally he is healed, and of course, knowing Jesus, okay, spiritually healed. Can I have a good amen? All right. Now, what is the secret of healing? We go back to what this one that came back. In other words, as we start this series, I can actually rephrase this: what is the secret to make whole? And we look at this man, is that he has a life of gratitude. He realized that the key is to go back and say thank you to Jesus and worship Him, versus ingratitude. So all of us need to make some kind of reflection. Are we a person that complain almost everything in life? Although things are already look perfect, but it's, we just can't give thanks. Are we a person like that? Are we able to say thank you even in the worst scenario? I know sometimes people say that positive thinking, okay, fine, all right, but still, when it comes to the heart, are we a person, okay, that lives a life that is full of gratitude? So I have these few phrases that we can look upon. A thankful heart is a choice to make. All of us have to make a choice, okay, whether to be thankful or not. When you met an accident, okay, thank God, tire is gone. Not my Adidas shoe, okay. No. A thankful heart is a choice to make, okay, for all of us. Where is it leading us? When you have a thankful heart, worship will lead you to a heart of gratitude. So sometimes when we come to worship God, it cannot be after worship service, you go back and complain. It cannot be after when you have a worship service or you have worshiped God, you read the Bible, you went down to the car park and you complain about car park, about government, about states. Gratitude leads to a complete healing or make whole. Can I go amen? When you process this, you think about this week, all right? If you can live a life that is full of gratitude, it changes the perspective how you live. Yes. Amen. All right. Okay, that's all. Huh? So, question is, where are the nine? Or are you the nine or are you the one? Okay, all of us have to make this okay decision. Okay, amen. Shall we pray? I hope you learned something today. Father, today we commit all of us into your hands. Father, as we go through this passage, okay, of the story of the 10 lepers, Father, I pray, Lord, that this story will bring insight to each and every one of us. Father, that we can make a reflection of our life. Are we living a life of thankfulness? Or we live a life that's full of complaint? Or we live a life that we know that it is God. We need to give thanks to God every day of our life. Your verse says that in everything give thanks, for this is the will, okay, for each and every one of us in Christ Jesus. Father, today I uphold each and every one of us into your hands. Father, we give thanks, Father, in all circumstances. Father, we give thanks for what you are doing in our life. Father, when we have our ups and we have downs, help us, Lord, to look to you, because your ways are higher than our ways. Our ways are not your ways. We look up to you. We give thanks, Lord. We commit our life before you in Jesus' name. And everybody say,